Extract 1.
The development of insulation, central heating, and air conditioning, in conjunction with cheaper materials, has meant that climate and geography no longer play the role in architecture they once did. Though our lives have become easier as a result, houses have lost their individuality, which is a shame. The standard high-rise blocks of flats can now be found in towns and cities all over the world. Traditionally, houses were primarily designed to keep out the elements. In the Mediterranean, thick walls and small windows were combined with whitewashed exteriors to resist summer heat. So even in the height of summer, the interiors remained cool. In icy Scandinavia, turf roofs were used as a means of insulation, and it was not uncommon to see a cow on a roof, grazing on the grass. In areas prone to natural disasters, homes were constructed to diminish the harmful effects. In earthquake-prone Japan, for example, buildings were constructed around a central wooden pole driven deep into the ground. This would buckle under the force of an earthquake, but would not usually break. In fact, the oldest surviving wooden building is a Buddhist temple in Japan, which dates back to 600 AD.
Extract 2.
I'm standing outside Harebell Hall, sadly now little more than a burnt-out shell after last night's fire. Apparently it swept through the building so quickly that firefighters were powerless to prevent the 17th-century country house from going up in smoke, despite their prompt arrival on the scene. Caroline Brown, housekeeper at the hall, said a smoke alarm in the east wing went off at around midnight, alerting her to the fact that something was wrong. Unfortunately, by the time the fire brigade arrived, the whole of the top floor had been consumed by flames, their destructive work accelerated by last night's high winds. Fortunately, no one was hurt. But our national heritage has suffered a terrible blow, as Harebell Hall, which had undergone a number of conversions over the centuries, reflecting the changing tastes of its various owners, housed a fine library of late 17th century and early 18th century maps, one of the best in the country, according to experts in the field.
Extract 3.
The stone circle at Stonehenge is the most impressive example of the many circles scattered around Western Europe. Built around 2800 BC, it is an extraordinary feat of determination and manpower, as the enormous stones had to be hauled from quarries up to 200 miles away. This ancient structure, composed of huge upright stones arranged in a circle, stands in the middle of the flat, featureless Salisbury Plain and can be seen for miles around. There are no written records from the time to tell us the exact purpose of the structure. However, its arrangement points to its use as a calendar. The light of the sunrise penetrates the circle at a particular spot on Midsummer Day, which indicates that the circle is aligned to the summer solstice.